My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. It's appropriate that we hear these words of Our Lady and our Magnificat as we get closer and closer, you know, to Christmas, just a few days away, you know, to build up that anticipation, that expectation, you know, to celebrate a most joyful Christmas. The Magnificat is a masterpiece of prayer, because they have poetry and song offered to God by God's masterpiece of creation, you know, Our Lady herself. The Magnificat is a canticle of praise that actually belongs to Mary in some way, you know, came from her heart, but it's also a canticle that the Church, you know, makes her own, you know, tries to make her own. For example, every evening she has her ministers, her priests, religious, and the faithful, all the faithful are invited to pray every evening at Vespers, during which there is this prayer of the Magnificat, either recited or sung. And the idea is to have each of us make this prayer our very own. You know, and that goes for so many other beautiful prayers as well, like the Our Father. Make that prayer our very own. Besides being a canticle of praise, the Magnificat is to be a way of life for us. Our whole lives are to be one of praise, adoration, blessing, thanksgiving to God. One Carthusian author wrote that the very moment you were made, began to exist, you know, God made you, you know, for himself, you know, to glorify him. We have a fine example of that in the Carmelite Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. She was so inspired by Saint Paul's words referring to a life lived glorifying God. In this chapter 1 of Ephesians in particular, you know, verses 5 and 6, she was so inspired to live these words out, where St. Paul says, "We who first hope in Christ have been destined and appointed to live for the praise of his glory." Her whole life, her purpose, her vocation, even her name was discovered, you could say, in these words. She wanted to be Laudem Gloriae, the praise of glory. And it's a beautiful way to live, you know, just focusing as much as we can, trying to give praise and glory to God, and less and less, you could say, you know, preoccupied with ourselves. Father Philippin, who wrote a book on the spiritual doctrine of Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity, has this to say: God is glorified in the measure in which the beauty of his perfections is reflected in souls. The soul that allows the divinity to reflect himself in it, such a soul is truly the praise of glory of all his gifts. So we're called to be, as someone said, commented, we're to be like mirrors, you know, like reflecting God's glory in some way, not perfectly and fully, but in part. So this is a most beautiful, say, heavenly way to live for us, that we are called to be praise of God's glory. So Our Lady was that to the maximum. Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity and all the saints also realize this, and may we too also strive to live this life, to be, you know, praise to God, praise of God's glory. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.